Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
There was once a Middle Eastern sheik who grew old and temperamental. One day, on an angry whim, he decided to condemn his longtime personal servant to death. The man was led to the execution platform, bound to the post, and the hatchet was raised. The sheik asked his one-time friend if he had anything to say, and the man quickly replied, "If you will spare my life for 1 year, I will teach your white stallion to talk. If, at the end of that year, I fail, you may boil me in oil." The sheik considered the offer. He loved his white stallion above all his other possessions, even more than wives, family, or friends. And so he said, "You know, I've always wanted to talk to that horse. You sound sincere, and I can't see what I have to lose." So he granted the man's request. As this condemned man walked away free, one of his friends ran up and said, "Are you crazy? Being boiled in oil is far worse than being beheaded. Do you realize what you've done?" The condemned man replied, "Well, let's think about this for a minute. A year is a long time. The sheik once loved me. He may love me again. War may come and the sheik will forget about me. In a year, the sheik may die. I may die. The horse may die. And who knows? The horse may learn to talk." Death is the great enemy that we live our entire lives doing our best to avoid. We try to prevent death by eating right, exercising, and going to the doctor. We try to escape death by buckling up, wearing helmets, or changing the batteries in our smoke detectors. These days, the rich and famous, they're even trying to beat death by, get this, having the blood of young, healthy teenagers transfused into their bodies, by uploading their minds and memories, their entire conscious self, to computers. And some are still going that route of having their dead corpse frozen in the hope that one day science will discover a cure for what the Bible says is an inevitable reality. It is appointed for man to die once, and after that, judgment. And that, in our own experience, and in those words from the book of Hebrews, what we find is that those who spend their time and resources trying to defeat our greatest enemy, trying to conquer death and live forever through medical science, well, they may as well place their hope in teaching a horse to talk. We have a difficult time coming to terms with the fact that physical death is coming for all of us. You may remember how Woody Allen expressed that truth by saying, "Life is full of misery, loneliness, and suffering, and it's all over far too soon." Too soon indeed. And when we consider the words from our epistle this morning, what we realize is that for the Christian, in a very real sense, it's already over. We've already died. Consider the words of St. Paul, the words the Holy Spirit inspired him to write. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory." You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, I would imagine if you asked most Christians what we celebrate today, the first answer they give you would not be that Easter is a celebration of our death. I believe the most common answer would be one which presented the historic, absolute, irrefutable truth of what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross and the blessed assurance of everlasting life that we have through our Lord's precious death and glorious resurrection. When asked about the significance of Easter, the Christian would surely testify to the fact that through our Lord's sacrifice, we have been reconciled to God, that the Son of God is the way for every man, woman, and child to have an intimate relationship with God the Father, and that the reason why salvation is given so freely to all who call upon His name is because it cost God so much. The hope of everlasting life in union with God in heaven. This is the cause for our Easter celebration. And it's the truth of the gospel. Yet when we consider the words of St. Paul, what we find is that the message of Easter, it's not only meant to be the great beacon of hope for a day in the future in which we must confront our own physical death or are forced to face the loss of one we love. Instead, for the Christian, for those who are dead, whose life is hid with Christ in God, the message of Easter is that eternal life has already begun. For the old man, our old self, was crucified with Christ, and we have risen to a new and glorious life with Him. A life with Christ hid in God. Throughout Holy Scripture, we find a great number of passages which, just like our epistle, speak of the union between our Lord and His people in His death and resurrection. In a letter to the Romans, St. Paul writes that our old self was crucified with Christ. To the Galatians, he proclaims, "I am crucified with Christ." And in a letter to Timothy, he declares the truth, that if we die with Christ, we will also live with Him. Now I know, to many modern ears, it may sound like St. Paul's trying to make some sort of analogy. Like he's trying to say that our old self was crucified to the end that we can live this Christian life. But there's so much more to it than that. These words are not merely analogies or symbols. These words are the truth. They're an absolute and literal expression of a spiritual truth. The truth that through our baptism, we were united to our Lord in His death and resurrection. We were crucified with Him to the end that we may rise with Him and be joined to Him in His resurrected life. And the new, everlasting life to which we rise to today. For the stone is rolled away, the veil is torn, the gates of larger life are open wide. And this life that our Lord offers with every new morning, it's not only a gift from God, it is the gift of God. When St. Paul wrote, "I am crucified with Christ," he went on to say, "Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me." Eternal life, the gift that God gives you today, it's the gift of Himself. It is the gift of Christ living in you, in I, in all who belong to Him, all who were crucified with Him. And so that helps us to see that the genuine Christian life, it depends entirely on the resurrected life of Jesus. For it is not so much we who live anymore, but Christ who lives in us. He lives in us. Ourselves, our souls and bodies are united to our risen Lord who sits at the right hand of God. As we reflect on that miraculous truth, the reality of our union with the resurrected Son of God, we are reminded once again that eternal life is ours today. Yes, our feet may still walk many dark, difficult paths this side of heaven, but our life is secure. By the grace of God, through faith, our life is hid in heavenly places with Christ in God. And the evidence of that fact is seen in the way we walk with our risen Lord in his resurrected life. The proof that we have been crucified with him and have risen with him, the proof is found in our resemblance to him. The Christian who most resembles Christ is not the one who sees eternal life as a gift that's waiting for them on their deathbed. The Christian who most resembles Christ is the one who has risen with him today. The one who understands that eternal life has already begun. The one who lives united to him in heaven and also as a member of his mystical body here on this earth. Now I believe the words of our Lord make everything that has been said today crystal clear. So consider the words that Jesus spoke to Martha when he met her near the tomb of her brother Lazarus. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Then our Lord asked Martha, "Do you believe this?" God has given you this Easter day and every day, to the end that you may live and believe and never die. God wants you to live this natural life in union with him by faith in Christ. God wants you to believe that he sent his one and only Son to conquer death, to defeat the enemy that we spend our whole life trying to avoid. And the way that Christ defeated death by his own death is a painful reminder of how much God loves us. And God wants you to rest in the blessed assurance that you will never die. Because Easter is the historical, absolute, irrefutable evidence that eternal life has already begun. Do you believe this? To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.